أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الرحمن علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday we discussed some aspects of this quality and very beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ar-Rahman. Today we go on to علم القرآن خلق الإنسان. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He taught the Qur'an, خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created man. We look at other places in the Qur'an Kareem, for example, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he submits and he talks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or he speaks about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, الَّذِي خَلَقَنِي فَهُوَ يَهْدِينِ. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who created me. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had guided me. سَبِّحِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْأَعْلَى الَّذِي خَلَقَ فَسَوَّى وَالَّذِي قَدَّرَ فَهَدَى. There also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first speaks about Allah creating man, and then after that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about guidance and Allah speaks about hidayat. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first speaks about عَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught the Qur'an, and then Allah says, خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created man. So first Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Qur'an, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the creation of insan. Here the ulama have written, if it was in historical sequence, then obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to first create insan, and after creating insan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have taught someone the Qur'an. There was no insan, there was absolutely no one, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about allama al-Qur'an. So first we need to understand one or two aspects with regards to the Qur'an. Now we all know that the Qur'an is the kalam, the Qur'an is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the Qur'an in actual fact is a sifat. It is an attribute of quality or a quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Qur'an Kareem is not the makhluk and it is not the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is azali, abadi, Allah was forever, Allah will be forever, Allah is eternal, and similar is the Qur'an Kareem also. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first mentions teaching the Qur'an and then the creation of mankind, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show us a very, very important aspect. And that is, Allah wants to show us why He created us. It is like in the ayah of Surah Mulk, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first speaks about His creation of death and then the creation of life. Because Allah wants to show man the maqsad, the objective, that life has been given and life comes first and then death comes. But Allah wants to show us that there is a destination, a journey, an end point of our life. And here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show us a very important aspect, and that is our maqsad, our objective. The objective why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us, وَمَا خَلَقُتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah says, yet I have not created insan and jinnat, but so that they may worship me. So how are we going to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That is the question. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَمَا هَدَاكُمْ. Make the dhikr of Allah. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like how Allah had guided you. And that guidance is found in the Qur'an Kareem. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the arrangement that Allah had made for us out of His kindness, Ar-Rahman, His kindness. He speaks about first the Qur'an, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about our creation. Now when we look at the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, insofar as the Qur'an Kareem is concerned, then we will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly. مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي مَا الْكِتَابُ وَلَا الْإِيمَانِ. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, prior to Nubuwat, before Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam had come down to you, you had not known what was Iman, you had not known what was the Kitab, you had not known anything with regards to these issues, but it is the fadl, it is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had bestowed upon you this nubuwat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed this Quran upon you. So the very first person Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here makes reference to is to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed the Quran upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Another very great mercy upon mankind from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَفَنَضْرِبُ عَنْكُمُ الذِّكْرَ صَفْحًا أَنْ كُنْتُمْ قَوْمًا مُسْرِفِينَ. You and I, we are insan, we are human beings. If we speak to someone, a man speaks to his wife or he speaks to his child, and then that person takes a cell phone and he begins to send messages, he begins to play with the keypad, he plays with the phone, we become upset that the person is not paying attention. Now when the Quran Kareem was being revealed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, not only the early recipients and the first recipients of the Quran after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam were the people of Makkah, the Quraysh of Makkah. They did not pay attention. They turned away from this Quran. Over and above that, they began to mock this Quran. Over and above that, they attributed this Quran to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They began to say it is shaitan that is coming to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or these are his own words. In other words, they were inattentive, but yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continued the revelation of the Quran Kareem, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Rahman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been most compassionate, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continued the revelation. He continued this book of guidance so that man will be able to take heed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also shows us a very, very important lesson, that Allah in His knowledge knew that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would learn this Quran. And we also know, we hear it often, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَا تُحَدِّكْ بِهِ لِسَانَكَ لِتَعْجَلَ بِهِ إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا جَمْعَهُ وَقُرْآنَا فَإِذَا قَرَأْنَاهُ فَاتَّبِعْ قُرْآنَا ثُمَّ إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا بَيَانَا. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught this Quran to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that the first place that the Quran Kareem had come was to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the first place that the Quran Kareem had come, وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ. The first place it came was on the qalb, on the heart mubarak of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now all this was the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that out of all the hearts of all mankind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasallam for nubuwat. And out of all the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen for kitab and revelation of books, the Torah, the Zabur, the Injil, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. But one Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the only capable recipient of becoming the recipient of the Quran Kareem, and hence that one heart was the only capable heart of becoming the recipient of the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this unto the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then thereafter, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught the Sahaba, Sahaba taught the Tabi'een, and then they taught the Tabi Tabi'een, and like that this Quran came down. So Allah directly taught Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then he carried on, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala imbues the knowledge of this Quran Kareem to whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the opportunity to read this Quran Kareem to whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires. Allah gives the opportunity to whom He desires to learn this Quran by heart and make hifz of the Quran Kareem. So that is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other very important aspect of it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this Quran not only to us as a book of guidance, but it takes us further. One, it gives us the responsibility, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَا. We have the responsibility of propagating the message of the Quran Kareem. And even further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this Quran a very great source of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah, that this Quran will intercede on behalf of those people who fulfill the haqq of the Quran Kareem on the day of Qiyamah in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who fulfill the haqq of the Quran, those who recite the Quran, memorize the Quran, hold this Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the tongue of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, regards them as the household of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept many, many benefits, many, many rewards for the person that recites the Qur'an-i-Kareem. So on the one hand, it is not only a means of guidance, but wa rahmatul lil mu'mineen, it is a means of rahmah, it is a means of mercy for the mu'mineen and the believers. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here speaks specifically about the Qur'an-i-Kareem. And Allah speaks about the Qur'an first, before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the creation of insan. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.